From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A top Islamic State official has been killed in a drone strike. The U.S. military says the Islamic State hacker and recruiter who was high on the U.S. target list was killed in an airstrike in Syria. From the Pentagon, VOA's Carla Babb has details.
Islamic State operative and British national Junaid Hussein was killed August 24th in Raqqa, Syria, according to U.S. Central Command spokesman Colonel Pat Ryder.
This individual is very dangerous. He had significant technical skills, and he had expressed a strong desire to kill Americans and recruit others to kill Americans.
Ryder says Hussein was involved in actively recruiting Islamic State sympathizers in the West, including in the United States. The spokesman says Hussein hoped to convince Westerners to carry out lone wolf-style attacks. The military said Hussein was also responsible for recently releasing personally identifying information of approximately 1,300 U.S. military and government employees. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
Former President George W. Bush visited New Orleans, Louisiana, Friday as the city marked 10 years since Hurricane Katrina. Mr. Bush addressed a large crowd at Warren Easton Charter High School, the same school he visited on the first anniversary of the catastrophic storm. He praised New Orleans's resilience and return from the storm 10 years ago.
The number of refugees.
Mr. Bush and his administration were roundly criticized in the days after Hurricane Katrina broke through protective levees and flooded the city, killing 1,800 people and destroying 100,000 homes. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com.